was the night before Christmas, and all through the house, no sound could be heard bar the click of a mouse. Browsing and shopping and looking at crap, Ebenezer was searching for something to tap. A game for his iPhone to eat up the time between now and the moment the New Year's bell chimed. Yet the time he spent searching has all been a waste. For you see, Ebenezer has terrible taste. He didn't buy Limbo or The Room 2, or add Device 6 to his download queue. He played movie tie-ins like World War Z, and wasted his money on duff IAPs. But no matter how loud Ebenezer would play, to drown out the sound of St. Nicholas's sleigh, he couldn't shake off this feeling of dread, nor silence the voices invading his head, filling his mind till their din made him sick, and reminding him he was a terrible prick to family, his friends, and poor old Bob Cratchit, an employee who thought Scrooge was totally batshit for ignoring his loved ones and sacking off Christmas, to lay in his bed all lifeless and listless, and paw at his phone like an arthritic cat, and troll comments boards like an absolute twat. But tonight, Ebenezer is in for a shock, for upon his front door comes a terrible knock.
I don't think you're ready for this jelly. I don't think you're ready for this jelly. I don't think you're ready for...
Blast it all! Who could that be? Bloody Jehovah's Witness, this time of year won't leave anybody alone. Yes, what is it?
It's me! I'm the ghost of gaming past!
Ghost of... What?
Yes, that's right. I'm here to tell you about all of the games from the previous year, because it's been a great year. Woo! Did I say that I was a ghost? Woo! Yeah. And the other thing that I'm also here for is to change your gaming habits. Woo!
Change my gaming habits? My habits don't need changing. I've just been upstairs playing Candy Crush Saga and having a brilliant time. Anyway, why do ghosts have to knock on doors?
Because if ghosts don't knock on doors, then how will you know that they're waiting to come in? Listen, that's not important. It has been a fantastic year for video games that you wander about the streets with, that you play on the bus, that you... Does anybody play games on the bus?
I don't play games on the bus. I stay in my bed away from all other people, and I play excellent... excellent games such as Gangstar Vegas.
No! No!
And The Drowning!
No! That is an even worse game than Gangstar Vegas!
How dare you, Chad? What are you doing in my house anyway? I can't believe I let you in, bloody ghost. Who am I going to call?
No, listen! Stop! And I've got a bit to do!
So, 2013, what a year for games! The first amazing thing that happened in 2013 was that the podcast changed format completely. The Pocket Gamer podcast changed format completely. And, like, we're now multi-format. We're more multi-format than ever before. We're like, come on in, Vita people. Come on in,
What is
Androids.
What's this podcast of which you speak? You read books made out of history.
That's right. It's a future thing. I'm sure Ghost of Christmas Future, or whatever he's called, will probably tell you about podcasting, but I'm the past ghost. So I'm looking back now and looking at these amazing games, and I want to tell you all about them and which ones you should have been playing. So
I've been playing brilliant games, I've told you. Candy Crush, Celtic Tribes.
Stop it. No, not Celtic Tribes.
Look. If I let you tell me these games, will you bugger off?
Of course I will. And let ye be of a festive gaming spirit forever, and know me better, man.
All right, so, get on with it.
All right, fantastic. This is going really well.
I thought so too.
So Tearaway and Killzone are my top picks for your Vita that I see that you've got there on your bedside table next to that
triangular
hat.
I have all the things.
Yep. Tearaway is like it's the first game that Peter Willington of Pocket Gamer gave a 10 out of 10. That's a platinum award.
Who?
And I know, he's a nobody. And
right.
But he will be really internet famous in the future. And it's incredible. It's a platformer, a really creative platformer, a really inclusive platformer from Media Molecule, the people behind Little Big Planet, in which the entire device is the universe for you to manipulate with your hands. And on the other side of the creative spectrum is Killzone, a game where it's basically got all of the information that you need in the title.
Is there shooting?
There's shooting in a first person perspective.
Do you get into the zone?
I do. I often get into the kill zone.
I've heard good things about the zone.
It gives it's the kill zone puts me in the bone zone. And it's got online multiplayer that is really, really fantastic.
Multiplayer? I don't like playing with people.
Oh, you... Okay, fine. If you're up for sort of more solo experiences, then the 3DS is probably off the cards at the moment. But Animal Crossing and Pokemon X and Y are my... the Ghost of Gaming Past, remember?
Yes.
They're my top picks. Because Animal Crossing is this beautiful, charming, cute little world where you can do anything and be anyone, but you don't have to do anything or be anybody. It's just a very laid-back, relaxing game about drawing nice designs for T-shirts and then seeing KK Slider in the coffee shop. But also,
I thought you said these were good games.
These are amazing games. You have to play them to enjoy them. Pokemon X and Y is a brand new reinvention for the Pokemon series, and it feels like the biggest step forward the series has ever taken by simply kind of getting rid of all of the fluff that you aren't really interested in.
You mean like monsters?
That's right, going back to that core Pokemon battling experience and grinding for levels and collecting all of them. It's an absolutely superb release. But
is it anything like I've been playing Hatch?
Hatch is not a good game. Stop it. Hatch is a game where the monster, the Mugu or Fugu or whatever it is, I forget the name of it now, does little turds in boxes and then wraps them up and gives them to you as presents and then smiles and thinks that's funny. That's an awful game.
That's what I'm getting my nephew for Christmas, and he's going to like it.
You might end up in a prison cell. But if you don't have a thing to play games on that has buttons, there's all sorts of other things that you can do. Android and iPhone gaming. And I know that you're into those as well, because you were talking about things like Candy Crush and that sort of thing.
Oh, it's a very good game. You see, you take the candy... And yep. you line it all up, and then the candy disappears.
No,
it's ever so satisfying.
Stop it. No, Candy Crush is fine. I think it's perfectly enjoyable, but sometimes you need a more complicated, more rewarding game. And they don't get much more rewarding than games like Touch Grind Skate 2, where the entire game is the control system, which is perfectly flexible to do all sorts of skating rad tricks. And I know that you, as somebody who is an old, grumpy old man, rad tricks are things that you want to do. Well, you can't do them because you're an old, grumpy man, but you can do them on your iPhone. And honestly, it looks beautiful. Just like another one of my choices, which is Year Walk, a 2D horror adventure from Samogo, the lovely people at Samogo. It's this deeply creepy... I'm a ghost, but I'm not creepy, right? But Year Walk...
You are kind of chipper for a ghost, I must admit.
I am, aren't I? Yes. I haven't got into this role yet. I only died like 3 years ago.
I was expecting chains and rattling and stuff.
I died of a very happy death.
Oh.
So I'm just a cheery
ghost. Autoerotic asphyxiation.
I drowned in eclairs, but we'll do that later. But Year Walk also has this fantastic art style, this really pervading sense of creepiness to its art style. And it has a goat with a monocle.
That does actually sound quite appealing.
Exactly. Okay, now, so the other things that you're going to be wanting to play. Device 6, you know, a superb... text-based adventure game. You want to be looking at games like The Room 2, and like a different form of adventure
game. I like rooms. Rooms are good, especially when there's nobody else in them.
This one's fine for you then. The room 2 looks beautiful. It's all about interacting with the tablet in such a way that you can pick through different puzzles and so forth. Oh, you'll love it. And then finally, Oceanhorn, which is a Zelda ripoff, but still some people seem to like it. But like I say, listen, I've got the powers. Oh, they're waning.
Are you off then?
I've got to go. I've left the oven on. But listen,
the ghost oven.
The ghost oven to make my ghost cakes. Listen, old man. Listen, I'm off. Play these games. Don't worry about the bad games of last year, because the last year was just it's the past. Who cares about the past anymore? It's fine. So I'll be off. They're my games. You enjoy them. That'll be the end of it.
Get out of there. Go. Leave me be. Leave me be.
Bye.
A strange man.
With night fast approaching, Scrooge went off to bed and tried to forget what the first ghost had said. But just as the miser had started to snore, his personal space was invaded once more.
An 8-pound.
What's going on? Who's there?
Jesus! No need to flip your wig, old man. Calm down.
Who are you? And what are you doing in my bedroom? This isn't about that griefing, is it? Because I've no idea what your mother does with her evenings. I was just making crass generalizations for the lols.
Shut your maw, man. I am the stereotypical Scottish ghost of gaming present, right? And I'm here to tell you that the games you're playing are pish.
Not you as well. I've already had this conversation once already tonight with a man. I think he was selling insurance or something. Can't you just leave me be?
Look, I don't want to be here any more than you do, right? I'm a popular spirit, you know. I could be haunting an arcade full of nubile young Dance Dance Revolution players right now. Instead, I'm whispering in your ungrateful ear.
But I don't...
Shut it. I'm here to tell you about the games which are out on the App Store in time for Christmas. So just sit there and take my Celtic wisdom right up you. You what?
Nothing.
Aye, that's what I thought. Right, see that Walking Dead game? Well, the second season's just started, and it turns out it's no bad. It's just you and the wee girl this time, and it gets proper hairy. First episode's a wee bit short, maybe, but it's a promising start to the series.
Yes, well, I don't really like zombies.
What did I tell you?
Alright, I'm sorry.
Och, look what you did. You made me go all angry Gandalf. I hate doing that. Really messes with my chi, you know. Alright, where was I? Oh yeah, Cut the Rope 2 is out right now. I've had a wee bang on it, and it's a bit of a giggle. You got to fly om-nom around the screen, feeding the greedy wee shit and all that. It's not a colossal leap forward for the series, but it's worth a punt.
That's great, but, I could really use some sleep about now.
Oh, speaking of colossal, Halfbrick's new game Colossatron Massive World Threat just arrived. It's made by the guys who did your Jetpack Joyride game, and, it's proper mental. You have to bolt guns onto your giant snake thing as it tries to destroy the world. Sort of like Bejeweled meets Ikari Warriors. It's a bit weird, no doubt, but it's pretty fun, and probably worth a peek.
I'll be sure to check it out. Anyway, I was...
So Ridge Racer Slipstream, right? Now, I'm in two minds about this one. Looks like your standard drift-based arcade racer, yeah? Costs £2 and all that. But then, it's all like, oh, did you want that new car delivered to your garage right away? Well, f*** you, and give me some more money. The cheek, man. Really boils my ball bag, you know what I mean? Okay, time for me to be heading off. Oh, before I go, check out Republic. It's a dead sneaky wee game about hacking CCTV cameras and that. The one-touch controls are a wee bit too simple at times, but if you like your Metal Gear, then I might toss you a K-bar if you follow me.
Yes, I got it. Thank you, oh spirit, for showing me the...
Right, that's me away! Iron Brew!
Once again, Scrooge was left all alone. bathed in the glow of his faithful iPhone. But as he lay down and endeavored to sleep, his Skype window flashed and phone started to beep.
Beyonce, oh, I'd love some more jelly. Oh. Oh, God.
Look, this is the second time I've been woken up this evening. Who is it?
This is the ghost of Gaming Future. Am I talking to Mr. Ebenezer Scrooge?
Maybe. yes, all right. Are you going to harass me about games again?
I am speaking from far, far in the future.
How far?
I think it's March 2015. Everyone is flying around on hoverboards.
Mm.
Biff has stolen the almanac and is currently
Bastard.
Winning a lot of money betting on sports. And we also use Skype, obviously. Oh, you can't record on it anymore, though. That's a big issue at the moment.
Oh, I heard about that, actually. It's a bit of a drama.
Never mind that.
All right. Straight to business, then.
Ghosts in the future also don't sound quite as ghostly as they did in the past.
I noticed that, actually. The last chap, he was a bit over the top, one might say.
She's a bit dramatic, that one. Mm. We dropped that. We focus purely on games these days.
Ah, okay. Very professional of you.
Of which there are lots.
Oh, tell me, ghostly man.
In 2014, there will be... I can exclusively reveal more games coming out on phones and tablets. And yes.
thank goodness! I was starting to worry.
And you should probably buy them. Or maybe you won't need to buy them. In the future, some games will be free.
Free? That sounds too good to be true.
What year are you speaking to me from?
It's 2013 by way of 1497, apparently.
Oh, well, that free stuff's already happened. We're beyond that now. We're not playing free games anymore. Now all games are $59.99.
Jesus.
And for some reason, my future ball can only see into the initial months of 2014, it would appear. I'm not sure why. But there are some games out in 2014, in the first few months, on the phones that you own in 1495.
They're very good. They're made of wood, but they work surprisingly well anyway. Candy Crush works.
Candy Crush.
That's what the last guy said. What's your problem with Candy Crush?
No, well, I stopped playing it when Candy Crush 2 came out. That's, you know, little sneak preview for you there. And speaking of sneak previews...
Ooh.
Why don't you buy the game of the Game of Thrones?
The Game of Thrones game?
The Game of Thrones game. Yes.
Well, what's that like then?
It's based on that terrible, terrible TV show, which is set in the past, as I'm talking to you in the future, and shown in the past. Is it set in the past? Oh, it's kind of the past, isn't it?
It's a sort of alternative Tolkienian pasty thing. I saw an episode or two, there were boobies.
Really?
Yes, and pee-pees as well.
I didn't see that. Might have to...
You should see it, it's quite impressive.
Watch it with paws on.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and it's coming in several episodes, a bit like the TV show, really. But maybe with better acting and a better script.
Ooh, sick burn!
You'll be able to do stuff like you did in The Walking Dead, where there won't be any zombies. But yeah, buy that.
All right then. Anything else good?
No, that's about it, really.
Bugger.
We also, in the first few months, there should be another Sonic and Sega All-Stars Racing Transformed, which is even more complicated than The Game of Thrones the game.
Yeah, it sounds it.
And it features a Sonic the Hedgehog, who's still around.
I've heard of that chap. He's a nippy fellow.
Yeah, but doesn't have any nipples, does he?
I haven't looked that hard.
And some of his friends, and some weird people that Sega will no doubt... Sega have, sorry, I'm talking about the future, aren't I? Sega have put in.
Okay.
Some strange characters... the last one had a racing driver, didn't it? That was a bit bizarre.
Mm.
And something called in-app purchases.
Oh, I'm well familiar with those. I told you about Candy Crush Saga, didn't I?
These ones are, I'm not sure what their purpose is, but they'll help make Sega some money. And of course, in 2015, which is where I'm talking from, all this money helps fund the Dreamcast 2, which is just coming out in a few weeks.
Oh, thank goodness.
We're all very excited about.
Shenmue 4.
Exactly. Even us ghosts, we love Dreamcasts, which, yeah, is dead, so that's appropriate.
Oh, very, very good. That's actually quite good there. I mean, that's actually quite good there, yeah.
Also on the way I never know how to say this from the future. Even though, obviously, being in the future, lots of people have said this, and I've heard the words, but I never know whether it's Project Goddess or Project Godus.
I just call it that Molyneux one.
You call it? Well, yeah, I suppose you've heard of it, yeah. It's out now, yeah. It's out, and it's, you know, one of those Molyneux things where he promises the world and delivers Essex, essentially.
Oh, okay.
But everyone will download it because everyone downloads a Molyneux title because everyone has to have an opinion of it. So
True.
I'm sure you'll get that.
I downloaded that box clicky one where you kept clicking on a box. Didn't win anything or really do anything, to be honest.
No, neither did the winner, actually. But yeah. You should also play.
Yes. Bloody hell.
Mugenics, which is a black and white thing with cats. Where you interbreed the cats. I'm not trying to remember this from what someone's just said to me.
No, of course not. I tried a similar thing, actually, with my neighbour's cat. And my other neighbour's poodle. It was largely unsuccessful, but the video made quite a lot of money on the internet.
Oh, we don't use the internet anymore in 2015.
Really?
No, just Skype. barely uses the internet anyway.
That's true.
Yes, and yes, that sounds good, doesn't it?
Oh, marvellous.
Of course, being in the future, I've heard a lot about it and know a lot about that game. I recommend it. Maybe. We also have Peggle 2.
More Peggle?
Yeah, that would be right up your street, wouldn't it? You're into those kind of casual games, aren't you, in 2013?
Only if they're a bit dodgy and riddled with horribly considered in-app purchases.
A bit dodgy. I can see for the future a lawsuit heading your way. yes, Peggle 2, which is much like Peggle. I played them both, and they're very similar. This one has 2 on the title screen.
That sounds worth the price tag alone.
I think the Ghost of Gaming Past liked Peggle, didn't he?
Probably. He was sort of a bit flighty. He came and he went ever so quickly. Quite glad to be rid of him, to be honest.
He did a lot of wooing, didn't he? Yeah, I noticed that.
Yes, noisy.
Because being in the future, I know what's happened, so I remember.
That's true.
Speaking of ages ago, the game of the Game of Thrones, the game, we also have some more Walking Dead, which is that game with zombies.
Ah, the Scottish chap was talking about that one.
Yeah, it didn't sound too Scottish to me. More kind of Welsh.
I know what you mean.
Where obviously, going from the previous ones, you won't really do much with the zombies and you'll just kind of have a lot of conversations. And, you know, it's a bit like real life. But you play it out on your phone, and if it goes wrong, you close the app down and you start it up again, which is easier than real life.
Crikey, cars are ever so loud in the future.
That was a hovercraft.
Oh, okay.
We all drive hovercrafts now.
I'm good.
I'm levitating as I speak to you.
Oh.
Well, I'm a ghost, aren't I? Anyway.
Oh, that is true. That's true.
And of course, there's a new big mobile publisher around these days that you probably won't have heard of back in 2013 called Gameloft.
Oh, rings a bell somewhere.
Yes, they start out as games aimed at people who primarily used to have mobiles and tablets in lofts. They've ventured now that you can use them on the stairs, on the landing, even go downstairs to the living room with them.
That's handy.
They make lots of games with numbers on the end, and they're going to be doing more of that this year, but the numbers will be one higher other than the ones you're used to.
Oh, right. Very exciting, is it?
And they'll be much the same as those games that you play on the boxes under your TV screens, which none of us play anymore in the future. No one buys any consoles anymore.
No?
No. Those consoles that everyone's buying right now, they're a complete flop. Everyone just plays totally on their mobiles. Apart from Wii U, which is a huge success, obviously.
Oh, good. I hoped that would turn around.
So, you can play lots of games like those with added-on numbers on the end from Game Loft. And of course...
Oh?
Of course, the best game that comes out next year...
Yes?
...is The Drowning 2, which is a follow-up to, of course, the game that everyone's playing around you right now, The Drowning. So... that's very exciting.
I was saying only earlier, The Drowning was marvellous. Marvellous game. You shoot the man, and then you turn around awkwardly with one hand, and then you shoot the other man. It's ever so good.
Yes, there's more of that in The Drowning 2. Lots of running away as well, which I was a fan of in the first one. And everyone looks the same as well, which...
It makes it easier, doesn't it?
You know. It does. Yeah.
Now, I've never had much of a memory for faces, so...
Of course, being a ghost, I don't have much of a face, really. But, you get the lot you're given, don't you?
We all get by.
And that's pretty much it. There's about 8 games out next year. It's a bit of a quiet year. Some new phones to play them on. You take the old phones, and a bit like Game Loft, really. You add another number onto the end, usually. Sometimes a few letters, or if it's a Nokia phone, several thousand numbers on the end. They're all coming out, and they're all great. And some of them will have bigger screens, and some of them won't. And you pick that phone, and then you go on Twitter and you argue about it with people who pick the other one.
Oh, Twitter still exists then?
Yes.
Thank goodness.
In your mind, you just tweet directly from your brain now.
Oh, that's
without thinking, which is candy because that's what most people do anyway. So. Yes. Play those games.
All right, I will. Terrifying ghost. Now leave me be. Leave me be.
Okay, I've got to go and wash my white kind of cloaky thing anyway, so I think I'll go and do that.
All right, toodles.
Bye.
And with that, Ebenezer escaped into dreams of award-winning games and corgi-based memes and awoke feeling fresh as the day he was born. And joyful to find it was still Christmas morn.
I haven't missed it! It's still Christmas Day! Oh, thank goodness! I've so much to do, so many good games to play and share. Oh, YOLO! You boy! Yes, you! What day is it today?
Why, it's Christmas Day, sir!
Oh, happy day! I already knew that, actually, didn't I? That line was redundant, boy!
What?
I said, do you have an iPhone, my lad?
Why, no, sir.
Then here, boy, here's 500 shillings. Go and buy yourself an iPhone.
But, sir, that'll only get me an iPhone 5C, and I wanted the 5S, because it's a bit better...
F*** off, you entitled s***!
Whatevs, Grandad, swag!